مفتي صاحب، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، وجزاك الله خيرا for joining us this morning.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وفي أزواجي. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the day of Jumu'ah Sayyidul Ayyam, Friday, and it is the 3rd of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447 in South Africa and few countries. Majority of the countries throughout the world, today is already the 4th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 55, Surah Ar-Rahman, and verses number 26 will be our starting point, and we will continue right up to verse number 32. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Jalla informs us in chapter 55, verse 26, Kullu man alayha fan. Whoever is on this earth, meaning every living being, Kullu man alayha fan, they will perish sooner or later. Almighty Allah has mentioned this in various places in the Noble Quran. See chapter 28 and verse 88. You will find in the last verse there, Almighty Allah states, Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everybody, everything shall perish. Remember that, except Him, Almighty Allah. He is the exclusive Khaliq, the exclusive Malik, the only creator, the only owner. Every one of us, everything is makhluk and creation. Creator is one. So the Creator is Huwal Hayyul Qayyum, is ever-loving, self-subsisting. He does not need anybody, anything, anytime, any place. He's totally independent. But me and you, we have a beginning and an ending. So Almighty Allah has made this very clear. In chapter 28 and verse 88, the ending of Surah Qasas. Similarly, the verse that most of us know by heart also, Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. So we have the time, and now we should use our leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, instead of killing time. Surah number 3, chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran and verse 185. So many places and various places, several places, Allah has mentioned this. So we should prepare in this world for our year after. Kullu man alayha fan. The ha will refer to the land, the sand. So whoever is on this earth, remember that fan, you will die. Whether you are, wherever you are, the angels, malakul maut, the angel of death, eventually he also will die. Because he is also makhluk and creator. Creation. So Almighty Allah is the creator and everybody else is creation. So Malakul Maut, the angel of death, also will perish and will die one day after all of us perish and we are gone and we history. So because we all are creation and Almighty Allah is the exclusive creator. Hence, this is what is mentioned now. وَيَبَقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And the countenance, some people translate it as the face. That is disrespectful for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We must know which words to use for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha were transferred from Jannah, paradise, to this world. And Iblis, Shaitan, Satan, Lucifer was expelled from Jannah into this world. So you see how to use the correct terminology. So here also, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ, and the countenance, the honorable countenance of your sustainer, nourisher, that will always remain. Who is He, Almighty Allah? Dhul Jalali. Dhu means possessor. He is the sole possessor of majesty, wal ikram, and honor. Who can give honor? Who has majesty? Who has sovereignty, authority? Only He. Therefore, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Al-Lizzu biyadhal jalali wal ikram. O Muslim, today is the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, honorable, blessed day of Friday, the best day of the week. And any day of the week, you make dua. So say, Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. You must stick to it, the Master alayhi salam said. You want decisions in your favor. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So first praise Almighty Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Hannan. Ya Mannan. So all these type of words you will find in Targheeb wa Tarheeb, in Tirmidhi, and various compilations. And thereafter, remember, you read Salawat, Durood Sharif, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, salutations upon the Prophets, peace be upon him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and thereafter we beg Almighty Allah for our needs. So these are the verses from Quran Sharif. What did Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? So the Master alayhi salatu salam taught us, Akthiru zikra hazimil lazzat. Today we eat nicely and we enjoy life, sumptuous lunch, sumptuous breakfast, sumptuous dinner, and what have you, all that we have. And we walking, talking, enjoying. But remember abundantly the destroyer of pleasures. Suddenly you hear the person, cardiac arrest, heart attack, and he died. And she died. The child was the apple of our eye in an accident and is gone. So it's like Qiyamah, as though as the Armageddon, as though as the last day has already come in our life, you see that. So all these things here we have to prepare for. The hadith, Akthiru zikra hazibil ladhat, yani al-maut, is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Today is the 3rd of Rabi'ul Akhir. So in most countries, I told you, it is the 4th. So next week, Friday, you must remember, will be the 11th in most countries. So Hazrat Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, passes away on the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir, and the year 561. He was born on the 1st of Ramadan Mubarak in the year 470, passes away at the ripe old age of 91. So what do we learn from Hazrat Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu? Go read his work, one of his greatest works, Gunyatul Talibin, and there you will find what he said. وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْبُولُ. How many kafan and shroud are being washed every day? So imagine, people are martyred, people are dying naturally, people are tortured to death. So how many kafans and shrouds are being washed every day? But me and you, what are we doing? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. He's so busy in the marketplace, in the mall, and in the bazaar, and speaking to Paul. لَكَ حَالْ paisa. They say, so, hello paisa. They kept the name also, hello paisa. What's the dollar rate? What's the rupiah rate? What's the rand rate? So that is our life today, you see that. وَكَمْ مِنَ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورٌ. So today we will go to the graveyard, inshallah. My brother Muhammad Khan picks me up, Allah rewards him, and then we go after Fajr there to the graveyard. Why? من زار قبر أبويه أو أحدهما يوم الجمعة غفر له وكتب باره. I go with him first to my mother-in-law's grave, and then we go to his parents' grave, because my mother-in-law's come first and then his parents. So you visit the grave of both your parents or one of them who are Muslim on a Friday, you are forgiven, and remember that you will be considered as a pious son. So that hadith is in Bayhaqi and Mishkat Sharif. So when you go to the graveyard cemetery, what will you see? You will see 1-2 vacant graves. Who will be the next person to be buried? Only Almighty Allah knows. وَكَمْ مِنَ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But the person today with the occasions of joy and happiness, today is my daughter's wedding, tomorrow my son is going for Umrah, and my business is flourishing, my children are excelling. So now these occasions of joy and happiness, they deceive us. Hazrat Piran Pir Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani said, وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? Because why? He just bought his new cherry. He just bought his new BMW, be my wife. You see that? So now he's smiling today. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ دَاحِكُ وَهُوَ أَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. And very soon, O insan, O human being, Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female, adult, child, you will be history. History, break up the words, his story. So therefore they call it history. So think about that. That is what reality of life is. That is what Allah is telling us here. Prepare in this world for death and post-death. So that is the person who's intelligent in Islam. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. We mentioned to you 31 times this verse is repeated in this surah, in this chapter, and in Tirmidhi Sharif and so forth. This is the dua we will find. آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. I believe in Almighty Allah جل وعلا. لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعْمَتِكَ رَبَّنَا نُكَذِّبْ. Oh our Allah جل وعلا, none of your bounties that are ever recurring, showering upon us, will we reject and deny. We accept every bounty. That's a different issue. We don't use that bounty in the correct manner most of the time. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Whosoever is in the celestial creation, whether it be the jinnat, the invisible creation, created from smokeless fire, whether it be the angels, whether it be other creation, and وَالْأَرْضِ, in the terrestrial creation, on the land, in the sand, everybody, yas'aluhu, is begging of Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, I need this. Ya Allah, I need that. Ya Allah, protect me from this. So we can only beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. How can people today, in the 21st century, that you start begging and asking idols and so forth? The idol, if the bird urinates and defecates on it, how it can help itself from there? How is it going to help you? So you should think about this, remember this, that you are an intelligent person. You stick to your religion. I'm not saying you must become Muslim. Muslim must be from within yourself. But you should ask yourself this question here. Really speaking, can this lingam help me? The one that is in a male organ shape. Can this yoni, the one who is in the female organ shape, can they really help me? Can Ganeshi in the elephant shape really help me? Can Hanuman in the monkey shape really help me? Can Ganpati really help me in the rat and mice shape and form and so forth? So we are here to stimulate your mind, Muslim and non-Muslim, and you should really be thinking. Life is short, so tomorrow we are answerable, and the day of reckoning will take place, and we will have to answer, and there will be reckoning. Then we can't say we didn't know all these things, yeah? So everybody begs Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Imagine Hajj time. 2 million, 3 million, 4 million was the largest amount in history of Hajj 1992. And people speaking more than 1,000 languages, and everybody begging Almighty Allah for his or her needs. Who is Allah Jalla Wala? See what Allah says. Kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'an. You can read it sha'an, or you read kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'an. So just read sha'an for you, right? So he, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, every day he is in his splendor. He is in that magnificent, remember, whatever condition he wants to be. Sometimes he's giving people honor, and sometimes disgracing people. Sometimes giving people life, and sometimes giving people death. Sometimes making people millionaire, billionaire, trillionaires, and sometimes making them into paupers. Sometimes making them smile, and sometimes making them cry. Everything happens from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. That is an article of faith for us as Muslims. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Good, bad, happy, sad. Everything comes from Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. O you human being, the masterpiece. O you jinnat, Allah is addressing me and you and the jinnat. Why? We are the ones who are mukallaf. We are given this burden and obligation to worship Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Only we will be questioned, and only for us will be Jannah and Paradise, provided that we pass away with Iman and Islam. And for the rest of the creation, Allah will tell them, Kunu turaba, you will be reduced to dust and sand. So understand that. So Almighty Allah is addressing human being and jinn. سَنَفَرُهُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ. ثَقَلَانِ, O jinnat, O human being, that soon we will settle your issues on the day of Hisab, the day of reckoning, on the day of Yawmiddin, the day of justice, Yawm al-Hasra, the day of regret and remorse. So that day, سَنَفَرُهُ لَكُمْ, we will settle everything of yours. Who is right, who is wrong, who is successful, who is a failure. So everything will become apparent and manifest. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Hence, which of the bounties that are ever recurring, showering upon you from Allah will you deny and will you reject? آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعْمَتِكَ رَبَّنَا نُكَذِّبْ. So we do not reject any of the bounties of Almighty Allah. We accept it, although we are making kufran. If we are grateful, thankful, Allah will increase the bounties for us. La in shakartum la zidannakum. And if you make kufran, we are ungrateful, and 99% of us are ungrateful. That some are committing major sins, some committing minor sins, but we all commit sins. So, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Then my punishment is also very, very severe. Allah protect us. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Always read that. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Individually you read now with me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Oh, beloved Allah, I seek your protection. Min zawali ni'matik, that you snatch your bounties away from us. We said water, now we got water problems. We said power, energy, electricity, then we have that problem. We spoke of safety, security, now we have that problem. So when a nation violates the laws of Almighty Allah, cause and effect, then we will see the bounties are being snatched away from us. So read, O Muslim, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. And you want to read for yourself, for your family, for the entire ummah and muslimah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Oh, beloved Allah, we seek your protection from min zawali ni'matik, that you take away and you snatch away your bounties from us collectively, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So always read this type of du'as. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, 3rd Rabiul Akhir, 1447 in South Africa, other countries, 4th Rabiul Akhir, So Rabiul Akhir is the proper word. Rabiul Akhir. Anyway, 721 is Ghazza Mubarakah. Since Israelis attack the Palestinians, they will tell you that the Palestinians attack first. You must tell them you are attacking them from 47 and 46. 40 years before the establishment of Hamas. So very interesting news today. News, views, everything I tell you, remember you will find some reference here and there. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nationally, locally and internationally. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 7 jutlas killed. 1 committed suicide, 2 of them fracked, you understand, when a billboard fell on them, and others were injured in the bus and so forth, and the others, Hamas dispatched them straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. We say Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd, and we praise Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, he says if we allow a Palestinian state, it will be a terror state. But the Haaretz newspapers say that's a dangerous lie. You see that? Their own newspaper are rejecting them. Did you wonder that every leader almost beside America and a few Mickey Mouse countries did not object and did not criticize and condemn Israel? 80-90% of them condemned Israel. And where's Netanyahu? When is he going to speak? So the Harami left the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel yesterday and he will speak. But you know how he left Muslims and non-Muslims? He took a long cut. He didn't want to pass Europe because maybe they shoot his plane down. Maybe they arrest him, so he had to go the long cut. And he will address the nations today because he knows that most of the delegates and diplomats will walk out and they fed up and they hate and they condemn and they call him the biggest terrorist via their speech or via their actions and so forth. So that is the humiliation and disgrace for the war criminal. And you will see how he will lie and try and justify everything. You must remember this. So that is humiliation for them. And then in the weekend, maybe he'll meet Trump and so forth. Both haramis. One is a pedophile, rapist. The other one a war criminal. Microsoft blocks Israel from spying on Palestine. How you like that? I'm giving you some figures. I'll send it out. I've got it by me, but now we have to cover it and all the little bit. You see that? So remember, the guy's name is Sam Lays Ma'roof, something like that, you understood. So he said, pay attention, Muslim, non-Muslim, on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. The amount of Jutla Israeli army people killed and dispatched to Jahannam, he doesn't say about Jahannam, but I'm telling you they dispatched to hellfire. 27,000 Jutlas, the army, are dispatched to Jahannam already. More than 81,000 on the injured list and wounded list. Now they're bringing in the settlers who are cannon fodder. They don't know about training and warfare and so forth. So therefore, the Arab stooges, the castrated leaders of the Arab countries and Muslim leaders, impotent, and America, and this Mahmoud Abbas, another Murtad Abu Mazin, that's his kunya. They say, no, Hamas must disarm. Why the hell must it disarm? So is our democratic right that we have the right of resistance. You come and occupy our land. And our words of our leader, we are very proud to be associated with him. Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, started Hamas in 87, became a martyr in 2004, Ariel Sharon, the war criminal. So butchered him, martyred him. And he said, before he passed away, obviously, he said the year 2027 will be Zawalu Israel. There will no more be a country like Israel. And things are going. I'm not saying you must believe in that. That's his opinion. Inshallah, it can happen before that, after that. But things are going in that direction. Now listen to some interesting news items. Oh, Kim. You know Kim. Kim is a character from North Korea. He tells Israel, you see the flotilla is going towards Gaza. If you harm Greta, Greta is that young Swedish lady, and she is very well known in this climate business and so forth. If harm comes to her, then we, North Korea, we're going to nuke you, Israel. Can you believe that? TikTok is now in the hands of the Zionists and so forth. You see that? That is what they wanted. Italy and Spain, they stood up. The Arab regime's good for nothing. Can't you do something besides worshipping and the Trump and all these enemies of Islam? So Italy and Spain send warships to protect the flotilla. Finland leader, well said, sir, to the president there. No veto for any one country in future. So that is what we should agree. How the hell can we have everybody say ceasefire and America says no, that we veto it? So that is criminal, remember that. China says, kick out Israel and suspend them from the United Nations for their war crimes and genocide there in Gaza al-Mubarakah. If you know anything about history and France, there was a harami. He used to make anti-Islamic Muslim statements, spoke against the niqab and everything, the face cover. Nicolas Sarkozy, you see that? Sarkozy, sir in Urdu means your head, you see that? So Allah put him upside down, 5 year sentence in jail. First time in the history of modern day France, a president, ex-president will be going to jail. You see, Nicolas Sarkozy, the truth of the matter is this. Let me give it to you straight. You must remember that. That the world, the non-Muslims, they hate the Arabs, they hate the Muslims, but they love their money. So that is how, like our circles. Some people, you love them just because of the money, not because you like them, but you just love them because of the money, you can use their money. So that is the truth. So that is now this Nicolas Sarkozy, you must remember what he wanted. He wanted money and aid, financial aid and all that from him. That Gaddafi, is Gaddafi actually in English, they write it upside down. The Colombian president says, this is my last address to you in the United Nations because I am retiring and so forth. He spoke very well. He said the United States of America, by exploding and attacking our boats and our ships and all that there in South America and so forth, Venezuela and what have you, they are guilty of tyranny. So one side, Israel, is getting it left, right, and center on the international forum, and America is also very good. We're very happy about it. Erdogan of Turkey sitting with Trump in the Oval Office there in Washington. You see the White House. So he wants the F-35. And that Trump says, yes, we will remove some of the sanctions and so forth and so on. All cutting deals, but they're making another deal with Turkey. You mustn't buy oil and energy and all that from Russia, you see. From Russia with love, you see that. Now see, these are supposed to be Muslims. Pakka murtad haramis. They promote prostitution and everything. I've been to these countries, so we know what we are saying. So in Morocco, they have one group of Jews, and the Moroccan government allowed these jutlas, haramis, the scum of the earth, the swines and the pigs, the monkeys and the donkeys and the dogs, as Quran Kareem calls them. If you want reference, go see. So chapter 5, and that is verse number 60. And go see chapter 62, Surah Al-Jumu'ah, Friday, verse 5. And go and see chapter number 7, verses 175, 176. You will find everything there. So in Morocco, a whole big group of Jews are allowed to pray. Pray for what? Oh, God, whatever, Hashim, they say, the Jutlas. They say, Hashim, give victory to the Israeli Defense Force and defeat the Palestinians and Hamas and so. And the Moroccan government, the Murtad there, the king there, half drunk half the time, you must remember. So they allow all these things here. So these are how they work, these people. U.S. will defend Israel for next year's World Cup. So many countries have said Israel must be kicked out from the World Cup, from FIFA. They must be kicked out from the United Nations. They must be kicked out from all sporting events as you did with Russia. So why are you not doing the same with Israel? They both are guilty of a similar crime. So we agree with that 100%. Spain cancels the third major arms deal with Israel. That's a president. I will shake his hand. And not our clowns here, this Arab and Muslim leaders, impotent, castrated guys. 17 people killed in Ecuador because of prison riots. You see that? They have gang warfare there. So we want our territory. Today say we want. So two people at least were decapitated, the head somewhere else and the body somewhere else. Now listen to what the US tells India. But India told them go to hell. So India can buy oil from anybody, but not from Russia. That is what the US told them. But they're not accepting it. They told them, you don't come in. You see, brothers, sisters, children, our jihad, come on, stand up for the jihad. Starbucks is closing many stores in the UK, Britain, United Kingdom, in the US, minimum 900 of them going to lose their jobs. Boycott your Big M, you see, McDonald's. Boycott your KFC. Boycott your Starbucks. And by God, all these American and Israeli things that you can, we must hit them the hardest there in their pocket. That will be our jihad. So that is what you must do. Our neighboring country, Mozambique, there's a politician there, Daniel Chapo. You see Chap, and then you put a 0-0 after that, Chapo. He says he wants to unite the whole of Mozambique. I wonder if that can ever happen, but anyway. See, for you ulama and students, if you're really interested, today you should mention this in your Jummah lecture. You should tell them an Israeli historian, the guy got long, long hair, you see, proper jutla, proper Jew. He knows the ins and outs of Israeli history. Israeli historian. So I even wrote his name properly so we don't make mistake. A.V. Shleim, A.V.I. Shleim, S-H-L-A-I-M, A-V-A-V-I, S-H-L-A-I-M. He says, I stand with Hamas. How's that now? What will you say, Jutla, Jutli? He got nothing to do with Hamas, but he's standing on the right side of history. He knows who the aggressor and transgressor is. He knows who the real terrorists are. He knows who the real murderers are and so forth. The scum of this earth and the murderers of prophets and messengers and the murderers of babies and civilians. Well done to you, historian there, A.V. Shleim. Well done. Let's come to South African news. Minister says load reduction coming to an end. But minister, didn't we hear that few months ago? So why you open your mouth and talk nonsense? Less than a month to go for matric exams. Your matric exams is not worth the paper on which is written, and the certificate also is not worth the paper on which is written. 33% and 40% pass, and then you think you got matric certificate. Hopeless, useless. Yeah, not far from us, for you guys in Johannesburg, a big lesson. There is a school in Mayfair, and it's called the Mayfair Convent School, right? Catholic Christian business. End of 2025, they are closing after 112 years. So we ask them, you, why are you closing? They say, Hazi kolo maali. You see that? The Christians are fed up to pay. So now it's a historic school as far as the Christians and the Catholics go and so forth. If you know anything of Darul Newcastle, our principal, Hazrat Muhammad Qasim Sema, rahimahullah, born in 1920 and passes away in 2007, at the ripe old age of 87, 90 years old, plus minus, you see, Islamically. So when he was born in Newcastle, and when they started, you'll understood this about the Darul Uloom, the first Darul Uloom in the history of South Africa, 1973. Haji Abu Arbi, who was very close to Haji Bhai Pandya, his driver and so forth. So he used to tell me a lot of stories of Haji Bhai Pandya and about the Tabligh Jamaat in Darul Uloom, Newcastle, because he was one of the main people there. So he said, he gave the suggestion that you see, that this church is available there in Newcastle Catholic Church in Lenexton, and they put it up for sale. So they negotiated the price and so forth. Haji Abu Arbi, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, good man, you understood. So I asked him then, what you negotiated? He said, we negotiated 786. That 78,600 something we will pay you, and then they agreed. But now where are you going to get the money in 71, 72? Say 72, you say that. So he said, well, let's get 40 people and they will give you 2,000 each. And they told Mohsema that if you don't work, we want our money back. But nobody took the money back. But initially, some of them, they said that, you see. So anybody, and then Dalum board was bought, and the rest is history. 73, Dalum started. 83 was the first graduation. 7 students graduated as ulama on South African soil for the first time in South African history. 4 of them already passed away. Imagine that. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. So you see, the Jews, they are synagogues, and these Christians, they are schools and churches. They put it up for sale. People are fed up of them. You guys in Durban, listen to the shocking it is. The Durban port, you know, when I land in Durban, I just admire the scenery and so forth from the plane, bird's eye view. So they had a survey. Durban port came out last in 2024. The World Bank port, you see that? That's what they call it, World Bank. You see that port? So all the ports of the world are the major ports. So South Africa came out last as far as Durban goes. That's a real disgrace. Courtesy ANC, remember that. So yesterday and this whole week, basically, we're promoting the Ijtima that started last night and officially today in Kelvin. So last night I was very busy with the work. So a brother from Nigeria contacted me. He said, AK, I just saw your message on the status about the Ijtima. Then he's telling me, I've been to Nizamuddin so many times and the effort is going well. I want to come, but you know certain circumstances. I said, never mind, if you can't come, you make dua. Make dua for this week, Ijtima, inshallah, in Kelvin. And next week there, you must remember, Markaz and Noor, Crown Minds, you see that. So we promote all the Ijtimas and we make dua for all of them. Today our programs will be, so make a note of it, all of you, whose sons, daughters, grandchildren, friends are getting married. And send it to this number, Junaid Mota, check it there properly. So the Nikah notices and announcements. So Nikah program today, 10 o'clock to 10:30 with Moh Zahid Khan. Please send it now, 084-786-3132. Then the Makkah Khutbah, Azan Day, South African time is 11:12. Saudi time, 12:12. And today's Khutbah Salat will be rendered by Sheikh Yasir Al-Dawsari. You see that? So that is he. He'll give another lullaby khutbah, I can tell you from now. And my program will be there in Sandalwood. You see that? Sandalwood, whatever you want to say. In Omondi, Masjid Aisha, 12:30, inshallah, the lecture. Also, Azan, sorry, and 12:40, the lecture. So, inshallah, that will be our programs today. Allah, Jalla, Allah, make it easy. Gee, Hafiz Wadi, we got 12, 13 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah, with the Q&A.
JazakAllah khairan, Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, the lady says, my husband is not well. Can my daughter and I go and make tawaf on our own?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. For tawaf and all that, it's better you go with your husband, with your father or brother, whoever. But if he's not well, and you, the ladies, go alone, so yes, from fatwa point of view, it's permissible. However, 2-3 things you should know. Number one, you Hanafi ladies from South Africa, from Pakistan or Hamankara, wear socks when you go and perform Umrah, when you're going to perform Tawaf and so forth. You know the crowd. The men will touch you and you will be guilty. In the Haram Sharif, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifa, M3, 3M, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala teaches us chapter 22, and that is Surah Hajj, the pilgrimage, verse 25. وَمَنْ يُرِدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. You just make intention of oppression and deviation, ilhad, deviation, and zulmin, oppression, transgression. Just intention. نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. So we will unleash a painful, terrible, horrible punishment for them. Allah protect us. Second one, you mother, daughter, you want to go for tawaf, then you don't go near the Kaaba, Musharrafa. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in those days already told the women, you must go far from the Baytullah, not near, because then you'll be touching the men and the men touching you. So go on the outer circle and not in the inner circle. And don't go and try and kiss Hajar-e-Aswad and so forth. although you're not in ihram. In ihram, you shouldn't do it at all because they put perfume, fragrance, all that. So anyway, that's our advice. So yes, it will be permissible. And you are there, mother, daughter. So what should be your aim? So man tawafa bil bayti 50 marra kharaja min dhunubihi ka yawmin waladat ummuh. Instead of making so tawaf of the malls and meeting Paul and all that, make tawaf of Baytullah, 50 tawaf. Every tawaf is 7 rounds, 7 circuits. So 350 times you go round the Baytullah. خَرَجَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتُ أُمُّهُ. You will come out so pure and cleansed from your vices and sins like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. So the hadith in Tirmidhi. Story time quickly. MashaAllah, 74, 75, we were with Hazrat Allama Sheikh Muhammad Yusuf Al-Bin Nuri, Rahimahullah. So I heard him personally saying, you understood, we used to be so frightened, but Hazrat was mashallah, you see. So then he speak to us, he say, Jawani ka zamana tha, hum pahar par jate the, pahar se niche utar kar, hum 32, 33, 34 martaba yomiya tawaf karte the. He say, we were young, we used to go up on a mountain, and from there we used to come down. The crowds were very small, and every day, 32, 33, 34 tawafs per day. If me and you have to do that in one day, our janaza will come out, most of us. So imagine, these were the real awliyaullah. So see, Allah ta'ala grant them jannatul firdaus al-a'la. Ji.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, this message says, one of my kids became murtad. I was informed that I should break off family ties with him and that then I should disown him. Is this the correct way, Mufti Sahib?
100% correct way. La shakka fi. There's no doubt in it. La rayba fi. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Man baddala deenahu faqtulu. When a person, remember, changes his religion from Islam to anything else, Hinduism, Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, Atheism, Allah forbid, Aliyazu Billah, then for him is the death penalty, capital punishment. All the four scholars agree as that person is a male. And according to Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, even female is death penalty. And that's the fatwa we will pass nowadays, so that you make Saddu Zari'a and the hadith that the female must also be killed and capital punishment is hadith of Umm Marwan. They mentioned in Dara Qutni. Only the Hanafi say that for a lady who's a murtadda, she will be placed in incarceration, imprisonment, hatta tatub or tamut. So remember, it's death penalty, so we can't do that. So you must do what you have to do. That is cover, sever all ties with your son and so forth. Allah forbid. No salam, no kalam, he won't inherit from you. If he remains in that condition, get some ulama elders to go and speak to him. Normally what happens, they fall in love with a non-Muslim lady and then he gives up his religion, Allah forbid. So for me and you, always remember these two verses of the noble Quran, chapter 3, verse number 8. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Ya Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated after you gave us that nur and hidayat and iman and Islam, and grant us from your side the special mercy to envelope us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابَ. Verily, you are the best of givers. Read it abundantly. Teach our children and every one of us. Remember, the only way for success, Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh, beloved Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with the devout and pious people. Allah protect us and let us die with perfect Iman and Islam. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Mufti Sahib, am I justified to issue a talaq if my wife refuses to read Salah despite numerous reminders?
You see, you and my brother, you're pontificating now. That you and my brother, you want to play the holier than thou attitude. I don't know you, I don't know your wife. But 99% I'll be correct in saying this, inshallah. You, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, when you went to propose to your wife, what was your intention? Your intention, I'm telling you now, was a jamal. She was the paragon of beauty. all was the mal. Her parents and them were floating with the money. They were millionaires, billionaires. You see, I that she's the right one for me. Now maybe you heard some lecture, or you joined the Tabligh Jamaat, or you did something, and now you started reading Salat. Now you say, I want to divorce my wife and so forth. She's not reading Salat. But who brought her in the house? You brought her in the house because of her jamal and beauty, because of her mal and her wealth, and now you want to divorce her after deflowering her? No, you can't. You must start ta'aleem in your house. Take Riyadu Saliheen of Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah. Take the works of Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sheikhul Hadith Nawarullah Marqadahu and start winning her over. Don't come with your pontification holier than thou at attitude. No, she's not reading Salat, I want to divorce her. But you yourself brought her in the house. Nobody forced you to marry her. Because she was so beautiful, now she lost it, she's lackluster, she's no more so slim and trim. And maybe the father-in-law said, you're the muftiya now, I don't want to give you so much money. So now you're using this as an excuse. We know all your people's stories, you know, not permissible to give a talaq.
Mufti Sahib, is it better to stop at Bir Ali to perform two rakats sunnatul ihram, or can I read it at the hotel?
There are three things here. Most people nowadays, I never use the train there. Many countries we use, but Makkah Medina I never use because now since 2020 I haven't been there. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. So anyway, today most people, they go by train. So fasten your ihram, everything, and then once you know you have to board the train. So before that, just read the two rakat salat if you want to. If you don't want to, there's no sin upon you. It's nafil salat, it's not sunnat salat. And remember, you just make intention, Allahumma inni uridul umrata fayassirha li wa taqabbala minni. Ya Allah, that I make intention for umrah, make it easy for me and accept it in any language. If you're going from Medina by bus, by taxi and vehicles and so forth, then it's best you stop at Zuru Hulaifa, that's the proper name. 108, 109 years ago, Muhammad Ali Darfuri from Sudan came and he dug up with his team all the boreholes in the well. The people were elated, delighted. They said, leave this name Zul Hulaifa. Call it Bir Ali. Bir singular, Abar Ali. Not for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, for Muhammad Ali Darfuri of Sudan. So it's best you stop there and read it. So remember, you can't say Sunnatul Ihram because not proven from any authentic hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, you see, two rakat separately for ihram and it. So it's mustahab and nafil salat. You read very good, you don't read fine, and you just make intention there. So must you do it in Masjid Nabawi or in your hotel or at Bir Ali, that is Zul Hulaifa. Best is there, because in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, fattabi'uni, follow me, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately, yuhibbukumullah. Then you will become beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. Quick story time. This Friday, so we give you one story. I think it was 2003, 2004, I can't remember. Anyway, my nephew, Muhammad, he's there in Heidelberg. So he came with us for Hajj. So now there were two buses we had. You see, Flywell and Dirt, Hussein Khan's TTW. So lo and behold, we stopped at Bir Ali at Zul Hulaifa. Everybody did the salat and intention and everything. So he was in one bus and I was in the other bus. So lo and behold, after from there we went, after 10 kilos, they stopped us. They said, no, oh, you Hujjaj, we want to give you some water, we want to give you some zamzam, we want to give you some dates and all that. Normally they don't do that, but you know the moody characters. So that, then he came and he's half crying. So I asked him what happened. He said, I forgot my phone there at Bir Ali. That time this camera phone just came out, you know. And it. So I told the driver, you wait here. And I told those guys who came to stop us, I said, take me in your van. Arabic, you know. I say, this nephew, this person here is my son, like, you know, like my. So just take us there, please, man. He forgot. So he said, okay, your son, he looks so nice, and come, let's go. They don't do that, but Allah's fazl comes. So we went there, and they dialed the number. And that thing started making choo 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 choo, making all the noise. And then they found the phone. So Muhammad ended up with a good story. You see that? So that is how Allah Ta'ala works. You must remember. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometimes you dislike something, but Allah makes it good for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا. And sometimes you love something, وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. But it is bad for you in the long term. Remember that, Ji.
Ufisam, what dua or surah can one read to remove jealousy? I feel like when I hear something about someone, I get the sting of jealousy in me, which I know is not right.
Remember that what is the definition of jealousy? Tamanni zawalin ni'mati anil ghair. Hafiz Wadi got a smart car. Hafiz Wadi got a double-story house. Junaid Mota got, you must remember, so many 100 jinnats under his control. So now I say, why he got all the jinnats? Why Hafiz Wadi got a smart Cadillac, Rolls Royce, you understand? Hafiz Wadi say, I mean, you can't say, maybe it just comes, you know? Maybe from capital or somewhere. So anyway, you must remember that, you see that? So in that way there, so now you start burning. Why he got that? Why she got that? So the person you are jealous of, you must remember, praise them in their absence. And when you know people are jealous of you, then Quran Sharif gave us the way. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. Ya Allah, protect me from those who are jealous and envious of us. Read مُعَوَّذَتَيْن. And that is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Uqba radiallahu anhu. That is, you must remember, تَعَوَّذُوا بِاللَّهِ. So you must seek Allah. So اقرأ المُعَوَّذَتَيْن. Because this is the best ta'weez. You see that? لا يتعوذ أحد بمثلهما. The hadith in Muslim Sharif. So read that. قل أو فلق بالناس. Then Allah will protect you. Last question.
Muftisan, is it permissible to have the Quran playing when no one is at home?
Not permissible. Quran Sharif states, وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِئُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا. When the Quran Sharif is being read, then listen to it attentively and keep silent. لَأَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Then you will be, the mercy of Allah will envelope you. So people say, no, we're going here and there, Joburg, Durban, Cape Town, overseas, we just put Surah Baqarah on and it plays. But there's nobody listening there. Is bay adbi, is su'ul adab, not permissible. The hadith didn't say you must listen to Surah Baqarah. The hadith in Muslim Sharif said, اِقْرَعْ Surah Al-Baqarah. You must read Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, the longest surah in the noble Quran. فَإِنَّ أَخْذَهَا بَرَكَةً. When you read it, it will bring barakah, blessing. وَتَرْكَهَا حَسْرًا. You don't read it, that will bring remorse, regret. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَةً. And the evil forces will not be able to overpower it. So hadith sahih, authentic in Muslim. Don't forget the nikah announcement. Send it 084-786-3132, inshallah. Between 10 and up past 10, Mawzaid will announce it. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.